Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. Welcome back. Glad you could join us in the guest segment of our show, The Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Dr. Ted Brewer, and we're going to be talking about, what else is anybody talking about, huh? Why can't you get tickets to the Final Four? Okay, no, that's not it. We're going to be talking about the coronavirus, of course. Is anybody talking about anything else? But before we join Ted, need to let you know a couple things. Number one, we have some people who pay the bills here. Number one would be Noble Gold. And I have to tell you guys, I just completed some asset diversification with Noble Gold, and I couldn't be happier, and you will be too. If you leave all your money in the bank, you're going to get your backsides kicked here in a few weeks. Mark my words, if you got a 401k tied to anything other than precious metals, you're already losing money. Give the people at Noble Gold a call. They can help straighten this out, and they can do it quickly. Their number is 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. We're also brought to you by Health Masters. There is nothing like a good immune system to fight off anything. We're not going to offer cures here for coronavirus. That's irresponsible because I don't know that anything like that exists. But it's just common sense. It's medical practice that if your immune system is strong, you are going to weather whatever comes your way, whether it's the flu, the coronavirus, the mumps, the measles, the chicken pox, the shingles, whatever it would be, you're going to weather that storm a lot better. How do you find out more about Health Masters and the great products? Well, you're going to hear a little bit of it here on this interview, but more importantly right now, you could go to, after the interview, healthmasters.com, and you can use a coupon code COMMON5 for our Common Sense Show audience to take 5% off. And speaking of COMMON5 and Health Masters, we have Dr. Ted Brewer on the line. Ted, welcome. Glad you could join us, and gee, I hope we can find something to talk about.
You know, Dave, you know, Austin and I, over 2 months ago, like the first week in January, we started talking about coronavirus. And then I had my friend who was basically in China. He told me it was turning into Charlton Heston's Mega Man as far as the apocalyptic version of this.
I thought of that. Yes, yes.
And that's what he told me. I reported his letter on my show mid-January. And I said, guys, listen to me. I'm putting all of our immune support kit stuff on sale. You know, you've got to get your vitamin C, your potassium iodide, your black seed oil. You've got to get the things, all of the stuff, you know, that we have in that kit now, your astragalus. And I said, I'm putting it all on sale. And we immediately sold out. And I thought, what the heck? I can't even maintain the stock. And then I started realizing that my suppliers were running out of stock. And there were enough people who were in the Patriot community who were smart enough and prepared enough to realize this wasn't a joke. Now, Dave, years ago I came on with you about Zika, and I told you it's a joke, it's not real. Now, I'm going to rephrase about Zika right now. I believe all of these things, except for maybe that SARS stuff that was back about 10 years ago, in which Baxter Labs shipped all that poisonous stuff out with all that live virus in it, which you wrote an article on that just the other day. I read it. It was excellent, by the way. I really think that the majority of these things have all been beta tests to determine exactly how to manipulate the groupthink in the United States and globally. And they haven't dialed in. Remember Edward Bernays, the father of advertising, who was Sigmund Freud's cousin, were both Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians, discovered a way to manipulate groupthink and basically control a population to the point that Bernays was used to write the articles and the ads, including the sinking of the Lusitania, to bring the United States into World War I, though the American population didn't want to do it. They changed the groupthink of the population. In fact, Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, was a big fan of Edward Bernays because he said he could make anybody do anything. And then they also said, the Nazis said, if you make a national event an emergency and you tell the people to rally around the flag, I'm paraphrasing this, and they don't, you make them basically not patriotic, you get the people to believe and to do anything you want them to do. Now, this is what we have right now. We have the control of the groupthink. Donald Trump, I voted for him when he ran 3 years ago. I have been neutral on him for the past 2 years as far as when he does stuff good, I say he did it good. When he does stuff bad, I say it did it bad. The other night when he basically spoke about this virus, this coronavirus on national TV for his little 10-minute speech, it was awful. All it did was cause a global ensuing panic. Russia closed their borders to China back in January. The United States should have done the same thing. They did not. The Russia, you know, basically has no coronavirus problems in Russia. And we in the United States right now have massive amounts of people. One professional expert in Ohio said up to 100,000 people in Ohio are already infected with coronavirus.
Oh, Ted, let me comment on that real quick. Her first name is Amy. I don't know her last name, and let me tell you why. I read this on the AOL.com news feed. Okay, which is pretty big. It's real propaganda. It's the anti-Trump news channel, basically. And I went on there, and buried in this article was this interview with the Ohio State Health Director, Amy something. And I don't have her last name, because when I came back to get the facts that you're starting to cite, the information had been scrubbed. And it took 10 minutes to scrub it. So you're absolutely right. She said 117,000 people, 1% penetration rate in her estimation. And I think she said they expect quickly this to go to 10 to 20%. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Her name was her name is Dr. Amy Acton,
A-C-T-O-N,
director of the Ohio Department of Health, said in a new conference Thursday the virus is already in the population. She goes, I know, quote, her quote, I know this is hard, Acton said, because this virus is among us, but we can't see it yet. Just the fact of community spread says that at least 1% of our population is carrying the virus in Ohio, Acton said. We have 11.7 million people, so the math is over 100,000 people infected. Now, the thing it's also doing, Dave, is it's duplicating itself in Europe right now, doubling itself every 72 hours. This is an article by Søren Kern and from the GatesOneInstitute.org, and it says the number of new coronaviruses in Europe has been doubling on the average every 72 hours. It has increased in some countries over the last 2 weeks by 1,000. There is nothing to stop the expansion. He's saying absolutely nothing unless those societies move aggressively, introducing more social distancing.
Isolation.
I think we need to start, that's right. I think we need to start thinking in terms of social risk. Merkel said that German Merkel said that her government's top priority was to slow down the contagion to prevent a collapse. Listen to this, a collapse of the German healthcare system. Germany is not a third world country, guys.
No.
Germany is right behind China as far as world production. It's like the four top countries in production are Germany, the United States, China, and Japan. And so now Germany is concerned about a complete collapse of its healthcare system. Now think about what she's saying. The coronavirus has now reached more than 45 countries in Europe, whereas of March the 12th, more than 30,000 people have tested positive for disease. The problem we have here in the United States, again, is that people aren't getting tested. The CDC only tested, listen to this, 77 people this week. I mean, this is a nightmare. Donald Trump has so unprepared, the CDC is so unprepared, that people, the test kits that are going out aren't working. People can't get test kits. 77 people were tested this week. And it's almost as if, listen to this, guys, that they want it to spread. Oh, imagine that.
Mike Adams said that this morning.
Well, I spoke with Mike the other day.
Yeah, he
and
said
he
that.
And he and I here are on the same page. They want it to spread. This is my opinion. They want it to spread because they want to introduce martial law They want to introduce forced vaccines. They want to introduce troops on the streets. They've got to cover their banking sector collapse, Dave. The international banking community is neck deep in all of this stuff, along with the CIA, MI6, Mossad, all these different secret societies that tie together with these groups. Because remember, guys, we gave our control of our country to our elected officials. They gave it over to the military-industrial complex. The military-industrial complex has given it over to international banking cartels. These are the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians. These are the guys that worship Satan, okay, at the higher levels. These are those guys, all right? This is the Rothschilds. They became followers of Sabbatean Zevi, who basically claimed to be a messiah in 1666. They were brought in by Jacob Frank into this mix. These are the guys that control almost all the central banks, except just a handful, in the world. Now, these guys have given their control over to their high priesthood class, their druidic class. It's almost hard to say this. They're like wizards. They're like warlocks. It's satanic is what it is. And they've given it over to Lucifer, and they want to make Lucifer omnipresent by connecting us into a 5G computer network to basically allow the thoughts of every man to be controlled all of the time. This is what Jesus said would happen. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the returning of the Son of Man. Jesus Christ himself said this, and in the days of Noah, it says in Genesis chapter 6 that every thought was evil all the time. So all of this stuff, and remember, these CIA groups are all controlled through the international bankers. That's who controls all of this stuff, which also controls all of this news release through Mockingbird. And so all of this stuff is being pushed now to mass hysteria with what's happening in the media. And here's the thing that bothers the crap out of me, all right? Donald Trump gets on national TV. You could tell he did not want to do what he was doing. You could tell he was basically just a few weeks ago, he was basically telling us this was nothing but a common cold, the flu was nothing to it. And now all of a sudden he's like being told, you got to read this statement that basically this thing's like the world pandemic. He never once said, you know, wash your hands, avoid crowds. Okay, got it. We all know that. I mean, you got to be like in a cave not to know that. Where did he talk about taking vitamin C? Where did he talk about taking D3K2? Where did he talk about taking potassium iodide? Where did he talk about any of this stuff, including black seed oil and astragalus? No one mentioned any of it. Now, here's why that's happening, Dave. Listen to me. Everybody listen to me. This is so important. The FDA and our government and the Rockefeller Medical Industrial Complex is set to make hundreds of billions of dollars on a vaccine for this stuff. Hundreds of billions. Israel says they've already developed the vaccine, which I find very odd that they could do it that quickly. But the reality is they say they've already got the vaccine and it's in its final stages of development right now.
Impossible.
Now, here's what's interesting.
Impossible.
It's impossible. No, it's impossible. Unless they had I shouldn't say this, should I, Dave? This is speculation on my part, my opinion. Unless they had some kind of idea of what this thing was before it was released and they had a vaccine for it. I mean, I don't think that they...
Oh, yeah, like the book...
Imagine that.
Dean Koontz wrote a book in 1983 where he predicted coronavirus in 2020.
That's exactly right, David. Mm-hmm. So here's the problem I've got with all of this stuff. The Rothschilds feast on Miss Israel. I'm just going to be direct with everybody today, all right? That was all set up to the Balfour Declaration.
Well, look, let me say this. Lesser. You're not being anti-Jewish. You're being anti-corrupt government, correct?
I'm anti-Zionism is what I am. I am not anti-Jewish. I know that Pence says there's no difference. I disagree with him. I don't think that anybody should have – I'm not going to go there. I got to stay off that topic.
Okay.
Guys, listen to me for a second. We've got to stay focused on the facts here about what we need to do to build our immune system. We have a listener who listens to our show, and she's out of Singapore. And I'm going to read you part of what she said today, okay? She sent this email to me a couple of weeks ago. I've got her name here. She's asked me not to give her name out and not to give her patient list. She goes, "Dear Dr. Ted and Austin, I've been listening to your broadcast for a couple of years now, and I have bought products from you in the past. I'm also grateful to God and your family for sharing from your heart the truth and nothing but the truth. I was discharged from the hospital yesterday after contracting the COVID, the coronavirus. But all glory to God, my illness was very mild. I was put into the hospital on February the 14th, and I was discharged on March February the 20th. I had a fever for a short period. It was clear with four Panadol tablets. I believe with all my heart that this was because I've been loading up on vitamins C and D3 K2. I believe that is the reason I recovered so quickly. My first blood test for LDH upon admission was 640, but it dropped to the acceptable level 2 days later. Praise the Lord. My lungs were also clear on the day I was tested positive, and it has remained clear throughout my stay at the hospital. It took only about 2.5 days for me to be declared by my doctor as being out of the woods. Now, she goes on to read a lot more, but I'm not going to read any more because it's time. But the point is this. Here's one of our listeners, and she tells me her patient number, by the way, what number she was in here. She's a female in her 50s. And I just praise God for that. Because, guys, listen to me for a second. You know, we don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Isaiah 41:10 tells us, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with thy right hand of righteousness." Psalms 34:4 says, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all of my fears." 1 John 4:4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in the you than that he is in the world." Romans 15:13 says, "Now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Guys, it's all about having a relationship with Jesus, with God Almighty through Christ, the blood covenant that we have with God, through the healing power, the frequency of the blood of Jesus, the omnipresent God. That's what it's all about. I've done entire shows on this program with you, Dave, about prayer and belief and faith. My grandmother has a plaque that she did before, while she was still alive back in the 1800s. That said, "Zwei Leben stützen brechen nie, Gebet und Arbeit heißen sie." That's in German, and it says there's two fundamental principles of life that can never be broken: prayer and work. Guys, we've got to pray like this. It's all up to God. By the way, I pray for you guys all the time, my listeners. I pray for you every day. Prayer and work. Now, the reason I bring that up is this. The Bible tells us in James that faith without action is meaningless. Now, what does that mean? Guys, you got to have faith in God. You got to do everything that you know to do from the Bible standpoint with your confessions and with your prayers, but you also have to have action. God wants you to be healthy. And I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you some insight. You need to be taking D3, K2, 4 to 6,000. Now, here, let me give you the dosing. 5 to 10,000 IUs a day of D3, K2. Have to always take it with K2 to prevent arterial calcification.
Are they two different vitamins, D3 and K2?
Yes. They're two different products, but they come together in one pill. You should always get your D3 with K2. That's how we have it at the office, because
Do you have it in stock now?
Yes, we have the D3 K2. We've got everything in stock right now. We've had to go through multiple suppliers because we're real funny with what we sell, because if it's not batch tested and heavy metal tested, I won't sell it. And so we've had to be real careful. We've already had multiple shortages of these products in my office. Right now, we have everything in stock. D3, K2, 10,000 IUs a day. Vitamin C, 4 to 6,000 milligrams a day. You take it half in the morning, half in the afternoon, or in the evening. Really important. Keep your blood plasma levels really, really high. And then potassium iodide. The thyroid gland carries about 1.5 grams. That's 1,500 milligrams of potassium iodide in the thyroid gland. And when it sees a virus come through it via the bloodstream, it zaps it with the doggone iodine, and it kills it dead in its tracks. Nothing can live past iodine. Nothing. All right? This is what the thyroid does. It ties it in conjunction with the immune system. See, this is what people don't understand. They think, well, I'm just going to take vitamin C. And that's great. And that'll work as far as intravenous vitamin C for this. That's what the Orthomolecular Medicine Journal has said. But that's intravenously, because it turns into hydrogen peroxide. But the reality is, guys, we've got to be careful, you know, with what we do, with what we are exposed to. I mean, make sure you wash your hands. Make sure when you go to a bathroom that you don't touch any surfaces with your hands. Make sure you use paper towel to walk out of the bathroom to open the door. And a lot of people now are leaving the doors propped open in the bathrooms because they know this is a problem. Make sure if you're in a crowd, if someone's sick around you, to stay away from them. If you're in church, if you got somebody coughing up a lung behind you, you might not want to sit in front of them. How about that? How about if you're the one coughing up a lung?
How about not going to church?
You don't need to go. How about you don't go to church? That's right. And how about we all kind of just stay home and send our tithes in for the next few months until this stuff blows over anyhow? How about we just do that and avoid public transmission? If they're willing to shut down the whole season and basketball and football and everything else that's coming this way, I mean, they haven't done the football yet, but all the other stuff's being shut down. This is pretty serious. I mean, Disney World closed. I mean, Disney World's a major moneymaker for ABC, which is controlled through the same group of people that control 95% of the media, which is also controlled via the international banking cartels. Just thought I'd mention that in case you guys have missed out on that one. They shut down. Now, that means that's millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars a day in revenue they're just walking away from. Now, this is how serious that they're taking this. Guys, I don't know which is sicker. Somebody took a coronavirus and attached an HIV component to it and attached a SARS component to it. I don't know who the biologist was who did that. Oh, that's right. We kind of know what's happened with all that, don't we? I think that guy's name was Lieber, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, that's right.
He was from Harvard, and he's under arrest now. How about that? How about we call him out for who they are? Okay, how about that? And how about he traded a bunch of this stuff with the Chinese, and he got paid millions of dollars for it? How about him? How about he's also the one who worked with microtechnology and smart dust? He's that same guy. We did a whole show on him. Okay? Why don't we take a look at what's really going on? That somebody was sick enough to do this. Now somebody's released this crap. This is a bioweapon, as far as I'm concerned. It's a biological bioweapon. That's my opinion. And a lot of other people, including Dr. Francis Boyle, says the same thing as a bioweapon.
I say it too. You know, let me just share with you why I think this is true. Two fronts. One, the mutations are too rapid and they're skipping normal progressions. And this, I'm not a virologist, but this is what virologists have told me. And then number two, there's absolutely nothing approaching burnout, not even in Australia where it's summer and it's getting warmer and we're supposed to see a dissipation of viruses. That's a problem. And in addition, Ted, I'm going to go out on a limb here. From my interview with Dr. Sherry Edwards, I think there's a 5G component to this, and I think 5G triggers the lung response with the 60 gigahertz that takes phlegm out of the lungs, and you go right into respiratory failure.
You know, Dave, I've done the research on the 5G, and quite frankly, the 5G is so nefarious. It's a weapon system is what it is. And I know that it definitely lowers the body's immune system, and it can cause an increased risks of different types of illnesses. I know that. I've seen the research on it. I've reported on it. That's why I've warned against 5G. 5G is also much more nefarious than that because it's the same thing they use for these passive denial systems, I guess they call them, in crowd control, and they can basically turn it on a person, turn it on, and hit them with a certain frequency. And if they wanted to, I'm not saying they're going to do this, they could stop a person's heart with this stuff. I mean, this is something that we have technology for that we've developed. Dr. General Stubblebine, he's interviewed in a book called The Men Who Stare at Ghosts. Everybody needs to read that book.
Yes.
And if you read that book, he'll tell you that back in the 70s, they had the ability to hit you with a specific frequency to make you suicidally depressed. Depressed. Make you nauseous. Make you fall asleep. Make you start puking. I mean, immediately. I mean, they were so bad, they were hitting the doggone people in the Gulf War back in 2001. They had these drones projecting these frequencies into the Iraqi troops. They were running out and surrendering to the drones. This is when it was first tested in the battlefield.
Yes.
Because they were so depressed or so suicidal, they couldn't take it anymore. They had to surrender. They have the technology. We've had that technology for 50 years. And you don't think they'll use it? Whatever, guys. Of course they will. This is where we find ourselves now. We find ourselves deep into, how should I say this in a nice way, CRISPR gene editing and all kinds of electronics and D-Wave computer that they don't even know how it works. And now we're finding ourselves deep in this abyss of the Viril Maidens. Yeah, for you guys who don't know what that is, who basically deal with interdimensional entities and give them all of these secrets, or even 1947 and Roswell, and these whatever they are crashing in these spaceships and the retro engineering that's taking place and is catapulting this society and this group of humans on this planet into this age of all these electronics. Yeah, guys, this stuff isn't from around here. You say, well, you believe in aliens, Ted? How? Let me put it this way. I believe in angels, in demons. I believe what the Bible says. And the Bible tells us these guys aren't from around here. The Bible tells us that our battle is not against flesh and blood. And these guys are absolutely bent to rebuild a third temple, like it says in the Book of Thessalonians in the Bible, and bring their Antichrist into the forefront, have a one-world religion and a one-world government. That's what I believe, because that's what the Bible says is going to happen. So you say, well, you think they're going to do that? No, I know they're going to do that because the Bible tells us that they're going to do it. The problem is we have to stand against that. We have to resist it in every possible way that we know how to resist it, because, guys, we can't passively be sent down into this mess and pretend like this isn't happening around us. My gosh, are you kidding me? My wife and my son were supposed to drive to North Carolina this weekend for a little getaway for the weekend, my youngest son. And I had to pull the plug on it because I don't want them to get caught in a checkpoint on a highway. Really, Ted? Yeah, really, Ted. It's that's crap. My daughter came home from Montana. I brought her home because I saw this coming. I brought her home 3 weeks ago from Montana, from boarding school out there. My youngest daughter, 17 years old. And I told her, I said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get on the airplane. I flew her on coupons. So I got the flyer for free home. I said, I'm going to get you a business class seat so you're up front so you're not with everybody coughing and hacking and, you know, coughing up a lung in the back of the plane. I said, you're going to wear a mask and you're going to wear goggles on the plane. You're going to wear a hoodie, cover your hair. And I said, and you're going to put a sheet down on the plane, on the seat. And when you get up to go to the next plane, you're leaving the sheet where it sits, and you're going to go on the next plane, you're going to put another sheet down. And I said, and then when you get home to the airport here in Orlando, you're not going to touch anybody, you're not going to hug anybody, we're going to put your suitcase in the back of the pickup truck, we're going to have a sheet on the seat for you in the back of the pickup truck, and you're going to ride home, Sharon will take you, your mom will take you outside to the outside shower, because we have a swimming pool. You're going to strip off. It's dark. Nobody will see you. It's behind a fence. And you're going to take a shower, and you're going to scrub down, top to head to toe, all the way down. Scrub down. And I said, then we're going to bring you fresh clothes. You're going to get dressed, and we're going to hug you, welcome you home. And we did exactly that, Dave. That's how serious I am about what's going on. And that was 3 weeks ago. I have all these people contacting me. We've got a trip scheduled to Israel. Should we go? My response was no. We're right now in Cambodia. Should we stay here? We're in the Philippines. Should we stay here? I said, no. I said, this thing is going global, and it's going global in a hurry, and you've got to be in an area, number one, where you have good medical care. But now Merkel's telling us she's afraid the entire medical system in Germany is going to collapse. See, this is the problem that we have. We have no test kits available. Less than 100 people got tested last week. Pence lied 2 weeks ago, said we'll have 1 million people tested by the end of the next 2 week. Total lies. Total lie. And see, it's almost as if they don't want people to know how many people are sick around them so they can increase the transmission rate. Now, I don't want to believe that, but it sure seems that way. And why in the world didn't Donald Trump, when he saw this stuff coming, he's got intel back in November, December, when this stuff started going wild in Japan and China. Why didn't he get the test kits ready? Why didn't he stop block the transmission like the people coming into this country in January like Russia did? I mentioned that earlier. And all of a sudden, it's like he's telling people in Europe that he can't come over, but he hasn't even talked about the people in the Far East yet, except for China. And he's sure, why in the world is England? Why is England able to continue to come over here? Well, it's because the Rothschild banking cartel controls all of England. It's the head of the headquarters. And they also control our banking cartel, as far as I'm concerned. And they decided that England wasn't going to be shut off because they're not part of the EU anymore. Isn't that just convenient? They got rid of the EU about a month or so ago, and now they can still come into the United States. All of this is so screwed up, Dave. There's so many little threads to all of this stuff that when you start trying to think through it, it's hard to wrap your head around it. All I know is this. We have a real high probability of medical martial law occurring within a few weeks, especially now that Israel's announced they have a vaccine coming right down the pipe. Should be ready in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Oh, won't it be amazing when they tell us they have three hundred million vials of this stuff? They'll have 300 million vials of that vaccine dosing ready to go, and I'm speculating, but they can't give us any test kits. What the heck? How long have they been putting these dosings together? Dave, tell everybody the story about Baxter Labs and all of those ferrets dying in that laboratory. I believe it was up in Hungary when they sent it up there back in the early, I think it was 2008, 2009.
H1N1.
And they
found
out they put, that's right. And they put live H1N1 into doggone vials. Tell them, Dave, so that people don't think I make this stuff up.
No. They said they had a vaccine, and they had MF59, squalene, all these adjuvants that were just deadly. And they put it into the vaccine. They tested on the lab animals, and they all died. Every one of them, they died from the vaccine. They didn't die from the H1N1. I'll give you one more thing, Ted. In that same time frame, I had contact with two Colorado law enforcement agents. They actually contacted me. I grew up with them. One I went to grade school with, one I went to high school with. And they both participated in different parts of the state with DHS on DUI-style roadblocks with chase cars. And they had a biometric scanner. It was a mock scanner. And they could scan your arm, hypothetically, with crisis actors to determine whether or not you had a vaccine. And if you didn't, they gave you the choice. And if you refused, they put the men on one bus, the women on another, and the kids on a third. And they presumably would have gone to different directions. Now, this was only a drill. But I believe this is what's coming because I'm getting reports from all over the country about new, shall I say, checkpoints going up like on I-15 north of Las Vegas. But I'm getting these reports all over the country. Ted, this is what they're going to do, and they practiced it 11 years ago.
That's exactly right. And you guys, listen to me. I could have told you what they just told you. I wanted you to know that I'm not just the only person saying this. Dave and I have been the point of the spear for months now, and we've been trying to warn everybody what's happening. Now, Fauci has now said that there is a total shutdown of the United States on the table. Now, let me explain to you what that means. Now, listen to me. This is real important. That means all shipping will stop. UPS will stop. The Postal Service will stop. Everything stops. Now, think about that for a second. I'm going to say something to you very, very direct. Many of you support Health Masters, and we have these supplements available right now for you. Some of you don't support Health Masters. I have no idea why, but it doesn't make any difference to me. At this point, I don't care where you get these supplements. The C, the D, and the potassium iodide, and the astragalus, and the black stool. I don't care where you get them. If you want to get them from my website, get them there. If you don't, get them somewhere because, guys, when this thing shuts down, and they shut down postage and shipping and UPS and everything else, guys, listen to me, you won't be getting this stuff anymore from anywhere else. I'll wait until I have to get it. You have to get it now, guys. Fauci says, the coronavirus expert says, the U.S., complete U.S. shutdown is on the table and warns the crisis could last months. Fauci said on Friday the crisis would last up to possibly two more months. He said there's no doubt we have not peaked yet and that it will get worse. He said that he was not sure if the U.S. would reach full shutdown mode, but it was not off the table. There are more than 1,700 people in the U.S. with coronavirus. It's not 1,700. It's hundreds of thousands, not millions, in my opinion, right now. Fauci promised testing was going to become more available. No, it's not. In California, doctors have been receiving tests from the CDC that are missing crucial components. There has been some hurry to approve privately developed tests, but they're still not approved. It remains to be seen, though, when anyone in America wants to be tested, Until then, the country is being told to be vigilant about social distancing. I mean, this is crazy. Now, Donald Trump is now going to declare a national emergency. This is what they're saying. Update. This happened just a few minutes ago. Donald Trump just learned that he plans to announce at this afternoon's press conference today that they're going to have a national emergency, and dozens of cities and states have already declared emergency status to open up access to more money that can be used to fight the virus. Guys, that's talking about martial law, guys. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about shutting down highways and having checkpoints. That's why I told Sharon, I said, you can't go to North Carolina this weekend. I don't care if you want to go on vacation for 3 or 4 days anyhow. It doesn't make any difference anymore. You may not get there. You may get stopped at a checkpoint and be put into a doggone FEMA camp or hauled off into a quarantine facility. You don't know what they're going to do. That's where we're headed right now. So I urge all of you, go to your local drugstore. Go to your local health food store. Call Health Masters up today. We'll send this stuff out to your priority meal. You have it in a couple of days. Get the supplements that you need to keep your immune system strong. I'm not making any claims on curing coronavirus. I'm not going to do it. Some of these TV evangelists did. Now they're under indictment in the state of Missouri for saying that colloidal silver will cure coronavirus, which, by the way, it will not, and it's never been proven in vivo to do that, which means in the body. Now, it'll kill it on a surface. That's a fact, but it's not going to – you can't say it cures stuff. I'm not making any claims or any cures for anything. I'm just saying you've got to get your immune system really, 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 really strong. And, Dave, if you don't, you know, we're in a mess because guys, right now, they're doing the perfect storm. The USAWatchdog.com, you know, with Greg Hunter, he basically has said that, you know, we've got a perfect storm happening right now in Europe and with these international banks. He goes, another way the markets can crash is a full-blown banking crisis that is right now is brewing in Europe right now with Deutsche Bank. The center is Deutsche Bank, which was signed onto all those derivatives for all those third world countries via Germany, which the IMF has called the most systemically dangerous bank in the world back in 2016. They're predicting now that the Deutsche Bank stock is going to crash through 644 and it could go down to zero. I mean, how can you make it zero? It's because the debt's more than the assets are worth. Guys, if this happens and Deutsche Bank collapses and Citibank starts going down again, just like in 2007, 2008, I'm telling you what they're going to do. There's going to be a, there's already a massive liquidity problem right now in the United States. And if this happens, they're going to implement capital controls of the United States. Now, let me explain to you what that means. Dave, you can stay with me on this. You can say whatever you want to say because I know you're going to agree with me on this. They're going to tell you that you can't take your money out of the bank. They're going to tell you that you can't go and withdraw $1,000. They're going to limit you on how much money you can pull out of your own personal savings account. They're going to tell you, no, you're only allowed to pull out $200 a week. That's it, or $300 a week. They already did it in Greece, guys. The same banking cartel that runs Greece runs the United States. And they'll tell you what you can and can't do with your own money. And if you protest, they'll just call the police on you. Say, this guy's protesting. Throw him out of the bank or put him in jail. Now, this happened. My dad warned me about this when he was alive. My dad was born in 1901. I'm 64 years old. I was born when my dad was 54 years old. And guys, listen to me. He warned me about the bank runs that happened in the 20s. And the banks basically were shut down because all their money were pulled. All their money was pulled out. And then we got the FDIC, right, which only covers a certain percentage of your money in your bank if you have over a certain amount.
1.2%.
That's exactly right, Dave. Yeah. And see, here's the problem that we have. We have a liquidity crisis because of derivatives. It's all hitting at once. And these clowns, I'm trying not to say a bad word. These clowns that basically run the international banking cartels, they know their Ponzi scheme has come to an end. And now they're using this coronavirus as a diversion to collapse the economies of the entire planet to bring in their one world government. This is who's running the planet. I told you guys this for years. On your show, Dave, on my show, on Ted and Austin Brower's show, on the Hagman show, and people said, oh, no, no, that's not true, that's not true. I'm telling you what they're doing. I'm telling you what they're doing again. It's all about bringing that stupid third temple back in here and bringing their Antichrist, the son of perdition, into power. That's what they want. This whole world is run by these dark things, the forces. That's who runs the planet because they're an ancient Canaanite cult from Baal, Asherah, and Moloch. And they're the ones that have ruled this planet since the days of Noah, and they have continued to do so. It hasn't changed. Jesus called them out and said they were the children of the devil in the book of John. It calls them the synagogue of Satan in the book of Revelation. It tells you who they are and what they are. It says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities, these things in these other realms that we cannot see. This is who runs the planet Earth. And we need to understand that these guys have a druidic high priest class that's in charge of all this stuff. They don't see you, Dave, or me, or any of our family or children as human beings. They see us as animals, and therefore they have no umps as far as they don't care whether they kill one or kill two or kill five. It's like walking outside and stepping into a red ant bed and you killing a bunch of red ants. That's how they see human beings. They don't care about us because they consider themselves to be the benign Nephilim, the sons of the fallen. They consider themselves to be the lineage, the very sons and daughters of Lucifer. That's who runs this planet, guys. You're saying, well, this sounds crazy. Well, yeah, it sounds crazy that we're about to have martial law in the United States, doesn't it? It sounds crazy that we're about to have forced vaccinations in the United States. That sounds crazy too, doesn't it? It sounds crazy that stock markets are being a full free fall collapse and they're going to throw in trillions of dollars yesterday just to slow down the fall. That sounds crazy too, doesn't it, guys? But guys, it's all happening right now around us. And you got to stay frosty and be aware of what's going on and who's doing it to you, Dave. What do you think?
Well, I think what you're saying is exactly right. And here's what people don't realize. The NCAA is the lifeblood for major universities because when these participating colleges go and play in the tournament, they bring home not only a million or so for themselves, they bring home another million to distribute among their members of the league. And so this is a lifeblood for college athletic programs. It's a $1 billion industry, just the basketball side. The media side's even bigger. And they just canceled it. They didn't postpone it. Like, I thought they'd go to May 1st. I thought, well, we'll try it May 1st. We'll look at it then. They canceled it. This is how serious they are. They shut down Major League Baseball. They just canceled it. They shut down Disneyland yesterday. These are multi-billion dollar ventures, and they're just throwing them aside. Now, if they're willing to do that on a whim, what appears to be a momentary, whimsical decision, how bad is this really? What do they know that they're not telling us?
Well, Dave, all I know is that the rich are jetting off with their private jets and their chartered private jets to their armored redoubts in New Zealand and all over the world. And some of the some corporations, their top executives, their CEOs, quit a few weeks ago. Just thought I'd mention that. Just quit. No notice. I'm quitting today. I'm done. I'm just done. I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm heading to New Zealand. I'm going to an underground vendor. I'm not telling you that. But suddenly they start just bailing out and leaving. Well, because they know. They know what they've unleashed. They've unleashed hell. I mean, this could literally be the breaking of the seals of the Book of Revelation right now in our lifetime. You think, well, I didn't want to have to live through this. Hey, join the club. Neither did I. Yesterday, I have a friend of mine. He's basically a director, an athletic director of a major university. And they were playing in this NCAA college playoffs for the national championship. And he called me up yesterday. He goes, crap, Ted. He goes, you've been telling me this stuff's been going on, and I haven't really wanted to believe it. He says, I see the chemtrails. I know those are real because you show me that and you give me the research on that. He goes, but, you know, I don't even know what to say about this. Who's doing this? Why is this being done? So he basically got the lecture I just gave you guys a second ago. And he goes, whoa. And I said, buddy, I said, here's the deal. I said, let me explain something to you. Every president in the United States has been controlled since John F. Kennedy, and they killed him because he was going to expose them. Remember, he warned us in that newspaper's meeting, his speech on that there was a secret group of people that were controlling everything. I'm paraphrasing what he said. David, I've read these things multiple times on this show, and that these groups would be exposed, that he was going to basically expose them to the world of who they were. They had to kill him. And then you have the book by Paul Williams, Operation Gladio, the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. We've got a world group of organized crime figures who are the Jewish Mafia, Italian Mafia, the Irish Mafia, whatever, all these different mafioso crime families that work in unison together with the international banking cartels to traffic money and drugs. $1.5 trillion in Afghan heroin every year. It's the third largest commodity in the world. But you don't hear about this on national news. You hear about it on my show. You hear about it on Dave's show, Hagman's show. I mean, oil, natural gas, heroin. Those are the three biggest commodities. You say, well, what's going on? Well, they get distributed via the lily pad military bases all over the world on C-130 transport planes, and they get brought in from Afghanistan to be distributed to the mafioso groups all around the world, and then they use the banks around the world to launder the money that is coming in. There's so much money coming in, they have to use multiple banks to do it. They tried to do it with just the Vatican Bank back in the 40s and the 50s when Operation Gladio and Condor got started up and kicked in, but the Vatican Bank couldn't handle all the doggone. They had to use other banks, and we see all these major banking institutions constantly being busted for running drug money. Why is that happening, and why don't you ever hear about it? Because the same people who own the media own this drug trade. And this is what's going on. It all started with the opium wars back in China over 100 years ago. And then it started with Chiang Kai-shek back in the 40s when the OSS became the CIA, and they decided to finance a million-man standing army like they were doing in China and figure out how they did it. And the government came to the guys over there and said, how do you do it? So we do it through opium. And so then that's when the government got involved. They got involved with Lucky Luciano in the ports of New York, and this list goes on and on and on until now we have a government that's completely controlled by organized crime. That's what runs the planet, guys. And on top of everything else, there are the Druidic high priesthood of Satan worshippers at the top end. What a bunch of whack bags. But guys, this is what we find ourselves in right now. And so we have to stay vigilant. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, including weathering this storm. The Bible says, I'll commit my plans to the Lord and they will succeed, including weathering this storm. The Bible says that, you know, that Jesus Christ paid the price, including in this storm. Guys, you gotta stay focused on the word and the name of Jesus. Let me ask you guys all a question right now. Don't throw me, hit me with rocks right now. I'm gonna ask you a question. Here's the question I have to ask you. When is the last time that you've heard a president of the United States talk about the name of Jesus while in office, including Donald Trump. Donald Trump claims to be a Christian. When's the last time you heard him or any other president talk about Jesus, the name that is above all names? When have you heard that? Well, they don't do that. You know why? Because the guys who rule the planet hate Jesus because they know he's real. They have an atavistic hatred of Christ. They crucified him. It says, had the God of this world known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. He didn't understand what was going to happen with the blood of the Lamb and the sacrifice and what Jesus was going to do for us from Calvary. He didn't understand any of that. Lucifer didn't get it back. And so what he did, he had the Son of Man crucified. Had Jesus crucified. And see, guys, if they could do anything in a timeline and reverse it, they would never put Jesus on the cross. They wouldn't do that because they know what happened when they did it and how now we've been sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. And because we're in covenant with the Most High God, the great I Am, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's why they won't utter the name of Jesus, because they know who he is and they know the power that he has. And they're afraid he's going to show up. They don't want him showing up because they know you start calling on the name, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. The problem is Christians don't understand who and what they are in Christ Jesus. And their Christianity is kind of a social club for them now. They get to go to church, hang out with a few people, maybe sing a couple songs, leave, live however they want to live, not even realize who they are by the grace of God through the blood of the Lamb. And I've done entire shows here on Dave's show. You guys can go back in the archives and listen to it on the blood of Jesus and what it does from an interdimensional standpoint and from an omnipresent God. His sacrifice is once and forever for all eternity, guys. You think about that for a second and realize that you have nothing to fear. Death, O death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? We have overcome the fear of death, hell, and the grave because of the sacrifice on Calvary. When Jesus Christ said, it is finished, it was done. So that's why we've got to sit here and stand firm in our faith in Christ. Do everything we possibly know to do in this flesh and pray in the spirit and everything we know to do for God. We've got to believe that way, live that way, walk that way, and basically support the Patriot community that's teaching you guys what I'm telling you right now. Where else are you going to hear stuff like this, guys? We have to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but we need to have you guys with us so we're not just a voice crying alone in the wilderness that you guys will hear and know what's going on. Guys, thank you for supporting Hodges. Thank you for supporting Hagman. Thank you for supporting Health Masters and the Ted and Austin Barrower Show. Thank you for doing that, because, guys, if you don't do that, we can't give you this voice. Because, guys, it's going to come a time, and we've been getting censored so badly with our show, with the audio feeds dropping off and all the stuff happening. They've had the same thing happen to him. Whenever we get on a show and we start really talking about this stuff, they don't want you to hear it. Think about it, guys. When's the last time you heard Donald Trump utter the name of Jesus? Just think about that, Austin, Dave. What do you think, bud?
I can't think of a time. He does talk about God, but it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Well, you know, the God of the Kabbalah, his name is Ein Sof, isn't it? It's not Jesus. It's a giant. They believe the whole universe is a big tree. You think, really? This is what Madonna and these people believe? Yeah, they believe the universe is a big tree with limbs everywhere. And there's a snake in the middle of the tree, and his name's Ein Sof. He's got a bunch of little sub-demons. You can't pray to Ein Sof directly. You got to pray to a sub-demon. And then when you do, basically, when you pray and you have, basically, how should I say this? When you have sex with a sub-demon in your mind, you create more points of light for this thing called Ein Sof. And they tell you in the Kabbalah who these things are, these demons are. And they also, by the way, when you get to the 30th degree level, the Masonic lodges, they basically tell you what the truth is and what the Masons believe. Just thought I'd mention that. Lower level Masons have no idea what's going on. Most of them are really good people. They just don't have any idea what they've gotten themselves into. Guys, if it wasn't for the Zohar in the Kabbalah, Masonic lodges would not even exist. I've done entire shows on this. All of this is tied again to these ancient Canaanite religions and these guys who run the planet and who worship these things. Guys, it's what we're in right now. Remember, we're not of this world. We're passing through. I remember there's one of my movies I like watching. They don't fuss at me because it's an R-rated movie, so I don't want to listen to you guys fuss today. It's by Vin Diesel, and he's on this planet called Crematorium, and it's a prison planet. And he's basically being let down on these chains, and these convicts come up to him, and they say, are you going to be an inmate, or are you going to be a convict? What are you going to be? And he looked at them both, and he goes, I'm neither. I'm just passing through. Guys, That's all we're doing. We're just passing through this world. I'm 64 years old. My gosh, it went by so fast. It was like a blink of an eye. And guys, that's the way life is. And then we go to be with God for eternity. Because once you get saved, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and you're saved by the blood of the Lamb, from that point forward, you live forever. You live forever. So we're just passing through here. It's kind of like Vin Diesel says in that movie. We're not going to be an inmate. We're not going to be a convict. We're not going to be part of our little prison planet here. We're just passing through. Guys, maintain that mindset all the time and realize that God's not being surprised by anything that's happening around you right now. He's not being surprised by that. He's still on the throne. He's omnipresent. Prayer still changes things. Do everything you can to continue to bring honor and glory to Him, no matter what the circumstances are. Dave, what do you say?
Right. Well, I think you're right. At this point, I want to just interject something here, because people are going to say, well, Dave trusts Health Masters. I'm going to also, or you have had experience with Health Masters and already know you can trust them. I just want to remind you, you can take that 5% off with the coupon code COMMON5. And, Ted, I'm going to be calling your people as soon as we hang up here. this is something I'm going to be doing. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this to you. You need to hear what Ted is saying. And then after this show, go to the website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and look at what I say with the coronavirus dots are beginning to connect. And look at the Hodges hypothesis. And I firmly believe that China's involved in the deliberate release. 5G is part of it. And that Hunter Biden delivered the bioweapon to China. And Alexander Daly and I have been on this like you wouldn't believe. The Senate is investigating it. I detail in that article. So you want to do that. Ted Brower's show is Monday through Friday. Ted, if I get this wrong, kick me because of the time zone difference. I think it's 8 to 9 a.m. Is that correct?
No, it's 10 to 11.
10 to 11 Eastern. I'm thinking my time zone. Sorry. 10 to 11. So you want to listen to that great show. And, Ted, this was, well needed. Truly was well needed. I want to thank you very much for coming on. And, we're not going to wait too long between visits. I think we're going to have to revisit this pretty soon while we still have voice. They have blocked the websites that are talking about the Dean Koontz 1983 coronavirus book in Canada. It's not long till that comes here, Ted. So we got to stay out in front of this as long as we can. Ted, I got to scoot, but thank you so much for joining us.
God bless all of you guys. I'm praying for you. And thank you again for your support. And thanks for listening. God bless.
Thank you, Ted. Take care.